So we're down here at Hurst Lock watching Grace Swan actually being bailed out at the moment. But we've got quite a lot of people that have come down to welcome our intrepid heroes. What do you think of their progress so far?
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I was a Liverpudlian by origin. And obviously had great interest in them, where they set off from, by the Liverpool docks. And to have gone all this way, all those days, it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, I've listened to it on the radio Leeds every time I could. I mean, I'm now retired, so I've got time to listen during the day. But it's been absolutely brilliant. They have really made an enormous effort. And when they get there tomorrow, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. I really do. I'm so pleased for them. So pleased. And to get that, so many thousands of pounds. I think it's near 23,000 now. It's absolutely brilliant.
And what's made you come down?
Well, the courage and determination of both of them, it's been, fantastic.
What do you think of their achievement?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Really is. It really is, isn't it? Because they've, the legs must be killing them.
Hello,
Catherine. Hello there. Hello, Adam. Kevin Archer, BCB.
Hi.
Just to wish you well on your journey through Bradford on this lovely morning. Catherine, given the choice, would you do this all again or give birth to a £9 baby?
No, I think my sister has had the harder job, to be quite honest. Amazing news this morning that I've just become an auntie for the very first time. Very exciting. So something else to take our minds off the pain of these last few miles. So, yeah, I don't envy her at all. It's an amazing thing that she's done today, having a baby.
So you're in the panting phase at the moment, metaphorically, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe
you've
been doing that all the way along.
Yeah, very much so. Just trying to get through it, really, because we are in a lot of pain. But no, great support again today. It's fantastic from people in this area who are turning out to see us and take photos and put money in the sport relief bucket. And yeah, we can't thank them enough.
That's brilliant. What, Adam, would you say to all your sporting associates that say you've just had a couple of weeks off?
My rally call yesterday was that I suggested that Neil Warnock, after the disgusting result or display that Leeds United showed, that he should have put all his players in and given them 10 minutes, because I tell you what, in terms of a sporting achievement, I've won things in the past and I've done things and I've seen things, but this is the biggest thing I have ever done in my life. And I saw my wife give birth, and I know that Catherine's sister's given birth without pain. I mean, that is unbelievable. I think I might just swap this for that, actually, seeing the pain that people go through. But it's right up there. I've never taken on a challenge like this. I always thought we could do it. I always thought Catherine could do it. And that's the other thing. You've got to think, you go into this with somebody that's got an equally steely determination to complete something. It's colossal. It's colossal. I mean, it's the biggest sporting achievement, whatever achievement, if we get there, that will have ever done.
That's a first-class achievement. If Neil Warnock is listening, then he should put the squad in for this, do you think? That performance.
They ain't taking anything away from me and Catherine right now, but I tell you what, maybe you should suggest that they should do it, and if they spent a day on the canal doing what we're doing for 8 hours, then they would really find out what people go through and in order to perform at the top level, which is what we're doing at the moment, because we're on track to finish this this epic.
Well, congratulations. Can I just wish you again well for these last few miles? Thanks for joining us. You've raised over 22,000 and counting, I think, at the moment.
It's absolutely amazing how generous people have been. We kind of hoped for £100 for every mile pedalled, so our total originally was 12,750. I wasn't sure that we'd get that. It's tough times. People haven't got a lot of money, but people's support for this project and people's generosity has absolutely blown me away, and we can't thank people enough.
Well, again, our congratulations, and enjoy these last few miles through Bradford.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You've been so generous in Bradford as well since we've entered the area.
Thank you.
Brilliant.